Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Dance the magic circle round. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Magic circle round. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Dance the magic circle round. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. Spirit of fire, come to us. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire. Dance the magic circle round. We will kindle the fire. We will kindle the fire.
Welcome, everybody. This is a summer solstice ceremony on air here on Here Be Monsters Radio. With us tonight are Ruthann Amartiseo and, oh, goodness. Ruthann, would you introduce everybody? Because
I would love to. Okay, the echo was gone now. Yes, we have Aaron Parks from Illinois and Deborah Michaels from New York. Yeah.
Blessings.
Hi. And we have Mark Brown in the wilds of Missouri who is trying to get a signal so he can join us. We'll see how that works.
All right. this is a celebration for the waning now full moon and Litha, the summer solstice. And also we're going to do this in harmony over the air together and send it out there to you to join in for healing the planet. So I guess we're ready to begin, Ra.
Okay. Let's all just take a couple deep breaths and close your eyes or not. That's up to you. But like we've already said where we are, I'm in Illinois, Erin's in Illinois, Mark, when he gets here, is in Missouri, Davron is in New York, Gwen is in Florida, and you, our listeners, are wherever you are. So we will all just envision the lines from us to everybody taking part here right now, and then let's just see those lines going out and around the world, because we're going to draw a big circle around the world. So it is now cast.
All right. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Okay. Ra, are you going to invoke it?
Yeah, I thought, weren't you going to talk a little bit about the season?
Okay. Well, yes, I can. I can actually talk about summer solstice.
Yeah.
And it is a season, as you said before, of fire. I would suggest to anyone who wants to put themselves in harmony with solstice and with summer and connect with the Earth Mother, one of the ways you can do it very well, essentially, you can work with an incense made of sage. You can use mint and basil, and flowers are wonderful. Light-colored roses, sunflowers, lavender flowers. You can also bring seashells. Anything that reminds you of summertime is a wonderful little piece or fetish to have. We can use seashells. We can use, you know what comes to me? Garden gnomes. I think of garden gnomes for some reason. I don't know if anyone else does. The colors of summer are the colors of the sky and the verdant fields and trees, the sky blue, the green, and, of course, the yellow sun, because today is midsummer. It's that summer solstice. It's the most powerful day of the year for our sun god, whoever your sun god is. It's the last of the Oak King, and it's the coming of the Holly King. Is walking it back now, and is the longest day of the year. Most cultures, ancient, indigenous, and current indigenous, and many people who are pagan, neo-pagan, all of the crowd that hugs the earth is aware of the different seasonal shifts. And midsummer is one of the more magical, up magical times. It's there's a lot of hijinks. I think of, you know, Oberon and Puck and all the rest of them in that tale. One of the largest things is the use of fire and the idea that this is a season of fire. It's a season that we plant and we planted, and we're watching it grow now. All of that includes our own personal crops, our projects, those things that we've been working on for a long time. With our imagination, especially through the winter months, in the spring we've sown those seeds, and now it is time for us to watch them grow. And there's a lot of energy. This is also, summer is a really wonderful time for healing the physical body, because the sun, and I've had arguments with folks over this one. A lot of people say, oh, you got to stay out of the sun. The sun can harm you, which I think is adverse to the truth. I would say the sun fills us with all the light, love that we need in order to be healthy, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. When you're out in the sun, you feel better. That's don't you think, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
And not between the hours of 10 in the morning and 5 or 6 at night. Dave and I burn easily, so...
Depends where you live and what your skin is, I suppose.
Yeah. I think that used to be maybe more true than now because of our ozone depletion, the layers. But I think that I feel good when I'm in the sun in cooler weather for me. Yeah.
Well,
I'm a sun being these days myself.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I've always known I don't get out in it enough, and I think that personally I could probably use some sun time. I always do better when I've got a sunburn. I look better at St. Dollar too with a sunburn. Anyway, it's a good time to remember at midsummer too, the marriages of Beltane in spring.
That's right.
That's something that we also observe. It's an excellent time to renew commitments in relationships and commitments to ourselves, I think, too, to the projects that we might have or the the goals we set ourselves in life. You know, if you have a walk or a particular path in life, or if your profession is more than just profession, this is a time to recommit yourself to your life's goals and standards, because it's in the full aspect of the sun with all of the health and vigor and strength of the sun, which, you know, summer is a hearty time. It's full on growth. So
full on growth. I love that. That's great phrase. It is.
Yes. And I think for those of us more inclined towards the cooler, nice nature, I think it's very important to point out also that this is a very rare full moon occurring on the summer solstice, something which hasn't happened for decades and isn't going to happen again within our lifetimes. So that makes this a particularly powerful and important summer solstice to celebrate and to work on growth and renewal personally and for the world.
Oh,
and, you know, I one of the things I saw about this was that the last time that the full moon was on summer solstice was in 1967, the summer of love. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's one of the things I read, and I thought, how cool.
I read that also. Yeah, it's since 1967, since these aspects have been seen,
Yeah. Huh. So, hey, may it be the summer of love for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that was also, remember, it was also a very psychedelic summer, too. So, the mind.
Well, that's okay, too.
Doorways to other dimensions must be right there before us, you know?
See?
Very true.
Now, that's making sense, because we're talking about interdimensionality. So, okay. All good.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Okay, so
Yes. Okay, let us either literally or figuratively face the east. And I will ask elements and spirits of air, join us tonight. Bring us your gifts, communication, and understanding. As we celebrate our summer solstice, Litha, our full moon, and ourselves. Of course, with ourselves being interconnected, we're celebrating each other. So bring your light, your airiness, and join us now, please. Welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Aaron?
Now turn now to the south for the fire invocation. Most resplendent fire, unseen force of the sun, that which darts and flashes through the hidden depths of the universe, element both within and without, fueling our missions through life. Guardian of the South and mover of the suit of wands, bring your projective power of will to our humble rite of Litha, we humbly pray, and banish all phantoms from our sight. O salamanders and djinn, be with us here, empower our rite, and breathe energy into our life. Hear now the voice of fire. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Welcome.
Gwen?
So I would ask everyone to face west, the place of the setting sun, and I would call upon all of the undines and water elements to come and join us, be a part of our circle at solstice, flowing, purifying, healing, soothing, loving, opening that doorway between worlds for us, the psychic doorway within us, so that we can connect on all levels in this circle. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. And now to the north, balancing earth, our home through all of this. Come and be here with us through this rite of Litha. Ground us, O gnomes, and teach us how to find good in all creatures. The earth be praised and forgive the trespasses of our feet here. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and
Hail.
Welcome. O ancient mother of ever-changing beauty, primal mother of all beings, and great goddess of life and bounty, we are renewed in your waters, we are sustained by your abundance, we are cradled within your mantle of green. O great earth mother, we call upon you to bestow us now with the life-giving energy of the earth. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
O ancient father of light and warmth, brilliant father of the sun and of the sky, and great god of knowledge and wisdom, we are purified through your radiant light. We are empowered by your dazzling glory. We rise up from the cradle of life to reach toward your resplendent brilliance. O great sky father, we call upon you now to grant us the powers of light and illumination. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail. Welcome.
And O great ancestors, those from whom we draw our knowledge and inspiration throughout the ages, great personal forebearers and those of our collective consciousness, be with us now as we celebrate this summer solstice, this time of Litha, this time of renewal. O great ancestral and guiding spirits, we call upon you to join us now and grant us your wisdom. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Dave, do you want to lead a meditation?
Sure. At this time of the summer solstice, coinciding with the full moon, join us now in meditation to ground us, to empower us, and to work to bring healing and peace to the earth and all creatures who dwell upon it. To begin, relax. Close your eyes. Breathe in deeply. And now breathe out slowly. Breathe in. And now exhale. Again, breathe in and out. Relax. In and out. In and out. Good. Let all of your excess energy flow out of you and down into the earth. Deep, deep down into the earth. Let her use this energy to heal. Send all of your excess energy out and down and deep, deep into the earth, where it is needed the most. Feel the excess energy draining from you into the ground, deep down into the ground. Feel all of your cares and your tensions melting away, draining away, deep, deep into the earth. You feel cool. You feel light. You are refreshed. You are calm. You are peaceful. And you are grounded. Now, feel cool, calming, relaxing earth energy seeping up from the earth and filling you with a feeling of peace and serenity. Calm, relaxed, refreshed. Breathe deeply, in and out, in and out, in and out. Good. Now close your eyes and visualize yourself standing in a beautiful meadow set high atop a hill. In the distance, you can see flowing rivers, purple mountains and many, many trees gently swaying in the breeze. All around you are summer flowers, fragrant grasses, and endless beauty. You can hear the birds, you can see the butterflies, and you can sense all of the life that surrounds you. Now look up. Look up high above you. The sky is a brilliant blue. The sun directly above you is warm and radiant and glorious. For today is the summer solstice, the ancient festival of Lisa. In the distance, you can see the moon, round and full, already beginning to rise on this, the longest day of the year. Beneath your feet, you can see moist earth rising up to meet you. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, look upward towards the luminous sun. See its brilliance. Feel its warmth. Bask in its power. Extend your arm up towards the glorious sun. Give it thanks and praise for its nourishing, life-giving warmth. Now, point your finger up at the sun and begin to draw its powerful energy down into yourself. Feel its heat flowing down through your finger, down through your arm. Feel its power filling your body. Hold this heat and this warmth within you, deep, deep inside you. As you bask in this pleasant warmth, think thoughts of peace. Think thoughts of joy. Think thoughts of healing. Send these feelings into the heat as it continues to build within your being. Breathe in now as you draw down the light. Exhale as you empower the heat now held within you. Draw down the sun into yourself. Empower this energy with love, with peace, with understanding, and with healing. Good. Now, clasp your hands together over your heart. Focus on the thoughts and the feelings that you wish to impart upon the earth. Focus your thoughts on the peace and the harmony that you wish for all beings. Breathe in, breathe out. Charge the sun's energy within you. Fill the energy with healing and with peace until you are surrounded by an egg-shaped field of this energy and power. Now, focus on the earth beneath your feet. Feel its coolness. Feel its moistness. Feel its solidity. As you continue to breathe slowly in and slowly out, begin to gently send this egg-shaped bubble of energy down into the earth, deep, deep down into the earth, where it is needed the most at this time. Breathe this energy down into the earth as you continue to think thoughts of peace, of love, of your connection to all things, and to healing our troubled Earth Mother in this, her time of great need. Send this energy down into the earth, deep, deep down into her center, deep, deep down into the womb of all life. Feel her gratefully accepting this energy from you, given to you by the Sky Father and empowered through your love. Feel the energy as it begins to spread forth from the center of the earth. Feel this energy as it begins to radiate throughout the earth and into and through all beings. Feel the love, the warmth, and the healing begin as it permeates through all. Excellent. Now take a few more deep, calming breaths. And when you feel ready, you may slowly open your eyes, stretch your muscles, and rejoin us, relaxed and refreshed.
Thank you, Dave.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very wonderful. Thank you.
Can't you feel the heat and the love now?
Yeah. I want to feel the love more than the heat right now. Okay. Let's do a round. Just whatever comes to you, whether you want to talk about favorite solstice or anything along that line. Gwen, do you want to start?
Oh, thank you. Okay. I invoke the element of water, and I think, you know, as far as the round goes, what I'd like to do is ask everyone to send their love and their light and their healing energy during this summer season as often as they can think to remember to the waters of the planet. We have so many water crises going on right now. I would ask you to think of those communities that are, everybody knows what's going on in Flint, right? There are a lot of communities that are needing clean, fresh water. And of course, the oceans. The oceans need to be healed badly. There's a lot going into them. So this summer, thinking of that beautiful energy of the sun and its healing ability and the light that it fills us with, I would ask to remember our waters and to bring some healing to those waters and nurture. Love the water. I mean, I love the water. Always love the water. I'm a swimmer, and I grew up on it. But I would ask everybody to remember water and to work on, just turning the faucet on. Bless the water. There you go.
Very
okay.
True.
Okay, Aaron.
Without water, there is no life.
Oh, this is true. We need to remember.
Yeah. And so we really do need to work on fixing, cleaning, and appreciating the water that we have here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's probably more for our second round, but... on this round, go ahead, Aaron. You were going to pull a card.
Well, yeah, I'll say I've been reading tarot cards since I was about 12, but I just had a recent boom in business because I decided to do a free month in preparation for Pagan Pride, so this fits perfect.
Okay.
So let me pull a tarot card and see what we find here for us for the year to come, hopefully. Ooh, this is a fantastic one. This card is the Judgment card, number 20 in the Major Arcana. This falls between the sun and the world, which is a perfect place because we're just now leaving the full sun of Lissa.
Wow.
This is perfect for us. It reminds us to forgive ourselves. We must forgive ourselves for our past wrongs to other people and to society and even to the earth herself. We must allow the past to just be the past, but we also have to go forth with a sense of renewal and always make sure and be sure to tell the truth. And be sure that even though we have a change of heart coming in the future, going towards the world, we will always have that kernel of ourselves, that spirit that lies within all of us to be true to. So this is the card about just making sure you're true to yourself and that you're forgiving to yourself and to others and to love everyone as equals. And I guess that's a good place to leave it.
That's great. So it's about authenticity, too. And, you know, that word's been used a lot now. People are getting it. They're wanting to be authentic. They're appreciating it in others. I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the perfect card for this time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It certainly was.
Yes.
Is there just a pause there?
Gwen,
what was that? I couldn't hear.
She was staticky.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
I was wondering if there was trust implied there.
If I still couldn't hear you all the way.
Oh, she said she was wondering if there was trust.
Trust.
Oh, absolutely. This is a card about trusting yourself and trusting the earth, trusting everything you've been given and everything that's going to be given to you in the future. It's a very truthful card. It's all about exposing any untruths and being true to yourself.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh,
yay.
No problem.
Okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the actual rituals or whatever about solstice. And one of my favorites was, if you know me, you know that I love the Maypole dance. And I've never understood why it should only be for Bialtinay. And then I found out that a lot of people also use it at summer solstice. So one year when we were camping, we took all the ribbons and everything. Uh-huh. But we didn't take a pole because we were going to be out in the woods. Yes.
Yeah. I can now.
Raw?
Yeah. Definitely. Except
I'm getting
you
a broken up signal, aren't I?
Yeah.
I think it might be you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's blog talk. It got me on the direct instead of Skype.
There you go. So we were thinking, since we would be camping in the trees and all, that we would find a young tree that would work for the to attach the ribbons to. But we didn't find exactly what we wanted. So we ended up just attaching the ribbons to a fairly thin branch. And there were several of us. I mean, a lot of people. And we danced around. The thing was, we didn't have a stationary pole to dance around. So it was a little bit of a different dance. But the ribbons got wound around and everything. And it was actually, we took it down and we had it for a while. And I think, I don't know who ended up with it. It was a beautiful, like art piece of all these ribbons. And so, you know, you improvise as you go. But yeah, Aaron, you can do a ribbon pole dance thing. Well, you can do a pole dance anytime, right? But you can do the whole ribbon thing for summer solstice also. I mean, you still jump the fire and everything, but you can do ribbons because it's okay.
Oh, fantastic. I'll have to do that then.
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Dave, you have something to add, some solstice ritual or part of one or something?
Well, one of my favorites, coincidentally enough, I did last night at the solstice. And I live in upstate New York, which is a land of beautiful trees and flowing streams and lakes and mountains. It's glorious.
Yep.
I would have probably done high noon, but alas, circumstances precluded it. So I went to a glorious little lake called Little's Lake and had a ritual on a little peninsula out in the lake. It's a little circular the end, just perfect for a circle. We had a magnificent ritual. We worked with the sun. We worked with the water. And we could see the full moon starting to rise into the sky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lucky you.
That sounds beautiful.
I wouldn't give to have this place.
Yeah.
I'm in Albany, New York, which is the capital, and it's in mid part between New York City and right just about in the center of the state. And during this ritual, as we got done invoking the elements, and we suddenly heard the noises as night creatures as if in response to our ritual, began to emerge from the pond, the lake. Frogs. We saw turtles crawling up onto the peninsula, chipmunks and squirrels,
Wow.
birds and bats, both night and day, air-based creatures flying through the air.
Oh,
the trees just glistened, and the air was
Wow.
so pure, and you could almost feel time stop, and it's as if a bubble was created separating us entirely from the world. It was truly one of the most magnificent solstice rituals I've ever had, and I think that speaks to the power of this particular solstice and the energies that we can use within our own lives and to heal the earth and the waters and the sky and the air that surround us and that we so desperately need to survive.
Oh, that sounds absolutely, just absolutely wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. No, I know personally it's beautiful where Dave is.
Yes, this is.
It's a lovely, lovely place. So just in the whatever of keeping this going because we want to get out on time and all this, let's do one more round. And in this, let's just talk about what we ourselves are going to be doing, say, in the next, well, in the next year, but in the next season, in the summer season, to heal our planet.
What?
We're speaking of what we can do ourselves in the next season to heal the planet. Gwen, do you want to start?
Well, I know what I can do to heal the planet, and that is to keep me going well.
Yes. First, start with you.
That's my first chore, to keep me solid. I gave up a vehicle. I share my sister, so I've done that. I'm thinking that, I'm drawing a blank and I shouldn't.
We can come back. We'll come back. That's okay. Aaron?
Well, you know, I have just begun, it sounds like a cliche 1990s thing, but I have just begun recycling recently, which is so hard to do in an apartment building. But that's what I plan to continue doing. Yes, I know. But I plan to keep doing that and to be more vigilant with that and to do better at that. Because it is a process, especially when you're first starting out with it and trying to learn it all. I plan to keep going with that, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you said. It's true. Some apartment buildings now in the city, it's a law that they have to recycle, but they don't.
Right.
And
right.
Just because I know Casey's lived places where there is no recycling. You know, when you can, you do. And yeah, I recycle and
right.
I compost. But
right.
One of the things, and I think in the previous show, we Gwen and I talked, like we said, on my channel earlier. And, you know, I have been going through, I mean, I'm telling you, 2016 is the year. They all said it would be, and it is. Because if you know me, you know that I've been quite active in a couple of different causes. And I still am. But, you know, for a couple of years now, I've been on this, well, you know, if we don't do something about the climate change, none of this other really matters anyway. I've been trying to figure out what direction to go into. And I found or was led, and, you know, things appear when we're ready, to an organization called Pachamama. And you can find it at pachamama.org. And I am just about through with one of their, the Game Changer intensives. And there's so much to these that it just resonates with me. And so I know that's going to be more, it's going to be more of my plan. My overall thing will be involved with them and what they are doing to, you know, get climate change as one of the priorities, because I mean, I'm not the only one who thinks this, that, you know, if we don't do it, whatever cause we're working for, it's just going to be really not important.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to be working on the causes that I hold near and dear. I mean, we all know, you know, veganism, because, I mean, there again, that has to do with climate change. But right. the treatment of people toward other people, like Palestine and Kashmir, these things, they're still there. But I'm coming at things a little differently. So that's for the next 3 months, but that's for the next until. I mean, it's a forever kind of commitment. Dave, what about you?
Absolutely. Well, I recently had the joy and privilege of having my son, my young son, who's 10 years old, join Boy Scouts. And I'm an Eagle Scout myself. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
I know
an
you
Eagle
were.
Scout myself, so
yeah.
these things have always been near and dear to my heart. But in addition to the things that I want to do, I now have a captive audience of young preteens and teenagers who are going to help do a number of projects to help heal the earth.
Ah.
We're going to be... Oh, yes. We're running a recycling and bottle drive program to help collect and recycle more materials than are typically recyclable, taking particularly items that are, if you're familiar with recycling, there's specific codes on plastic items, for instance, that are not typically available for curbside recycling. So we're collecting those and we're bringing them to the port to be recycled at a special plant to get even more materials out of landfills.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, yes. We've already planted a beautiful garden on which the kids are growing and watering and seeding it to learn about caring for the earth and caring for the natural environment. We're going to be working. I recently went to Thatcher Park, which is near us. It's a beautiful cliffside. It's on top of a cliff. And it is ironically where until this year I've always held my summer solstice rituals because of its orientation and beauty. And when I got there a couple of weeks ago to prepare for this and make sure everything was still where it should be, they're building a community center right smack dab in the middle of the spot that I used as my ritual circle. So we're going to be going up there and we're going to be doing some ground cleanup work with a secret motivation of identifying a new location there that I can use for future rituals.
That's the secret, right.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And then through my work, I work in human resources for a large university system. We've recently started running a farmer's market and a farm fresh produce delivery for employees at work to get healthier and local farm-grown produce on a weekly basis. As well as I'm going to be doing a lot of camping and hiking and just reconnecting with nature, which has been something I have sadly lacked over the past couple of years. So
that
it's going to be a busy season. Yes.
That's
okay. Boy Scouts, they've got you out there. Yeah, so you're going to be influencing these little minds, too. That's great.
Oh, you better believe it.
Teach them while they're young. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So does anyone have anything to add? These things are great. Before we say goodbyes,
I'll tell you one thing, Ruth Ann. You mentioned Pachamama. I've been working with her for about 3 weeks now, so you brought me a sign there.
We will talk. That is so.
She is listening.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. I'm going to get you in this organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
It's great. Isn't that funny? How
very
you
good.
Know? No coincidences, right, guys?
Right. Exactly.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Synchronicity is all there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No coincidence at all.
Right.
No, none at all.
That's it. So, anything else to add before we say goodbye to the deities?
Just that during this time, remember the earth needs us and provides for us everything that we have and ever will have. So it's time to give back. It is a historic time where the world is in great crisis. Look at our political situation currently. Look at the hate that's going on in the world, the wars, the famine, the droughts. It's really an urgent, urgent time right now. And we're really at a cusp. It's a make it or break it point.
Yeah.
Survive as a species and as a planet, or are we going to perish and go the way of some of our distant ancestors? So as you go forth into the world, as you do things yourself, as you vote in these upcoming elections, think of those things that will best help all of us, that will best help the planet, and that will help bring healing, peace, and growth to all.
Very true.
That's true. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I actually heard something that was really wonderful watching the Tony Awards. The fellow who wrote Hamilton accepted an award, and he had a sonnet, and he basically, I think, was saying to the world for what had happened that morning in Orlando. And he ended it by a continuous refrain that was to stand the love and the love and the love. And I think that works.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because that, yeah, love covers it all. It does. Yeah. So, Dave, we'll start the goodbyes with you.
Absolutely. Oh, bountiful Earth Mother, giver and sustainer of all life, thank you for joining us this night. Thank you for empowering us and for nourishing us always. Be with us now and forever. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
O radiant Sky Father, bestower of knowledge and illumination, thank you for joining us this night. Always, be with us now and forever. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
O great ancestors and guiding spirits, those who have come before will come again and are with us still. Thank you for joining us this night and imparting upon us your wisdom and your strength. Be with us now and forever. Hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Farewell.
Aaron Earth.
Oh, that's good.
Honey.
Oh, most bountiful Earth, we give you thanks for being a part of our lives and guiding us through this rite. We ask that you continue to guide us and ground us and keep our feet close to your touch. We ask that you bless all of your creatures and bless ourselves as well. We give you thanks, and we ask that you be praised forever and always. Hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail
and farewell.
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you to the element of water and all of the little elementals within it, the presence of water in our lives, and it's abiding with us here tonight, the angelic resource within it. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Great mover of the will, great powerful fire, unseen force of the sun, great salamanders and djinn, we give you thanks for being here with us. We ask that you continue to empower us in our rites and daily lives. Spark our will and creative power and be with us for forever. Today we say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Elements of air, the elementals, the air creatures, from our hummingbirds to our bats to our eagles, on and on. We say thank you, and please show us, even as you go, how we can keep our air better, cleaner, more vibrant for all beings. As you leave, we say hail and farewell.
Hail.
Yeah.
Hail.
Farewell.
And farewell.
Let us just envision the circle that we saw at the beginning and release it. But remember that these ties that we visualize with each other and with all people around the planet, the ties remain. And let's try to do everything we can to not let those be broken, to not let us be divided, yeah. No matter what kind of political or outward force tries to do that to us. So the circle is open, but never broken.
Merry meet.
And Mary Part.
Mary meet and Mary Part.
Mary meet and Mary Part.
So it is. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Wow.
I really, really, I enjoyed listening to all of you. I really did. I needed that. Thank you.
Same here. Same here.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think for all of us. Oh, now I feel energized. Okay.
Yeah.
Same here. The fire to go forth.
Yes, go forth now. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Go forth and heal the world.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yes.
Shall I play us off with the circle song?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to share with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Guys.
Thank you for having
very
me.
Very much.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. Listening in. This has been an on-air ceremony with all of us. Oh, who's left with me? Is that you, Aaron, or is that Dave? I'm still here.
And Dav, right?
Dav, Dave. Dave's good.
Dave. Okay. Davern, thank you. Davern.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Fred. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being a part of it tonight.
And thank
that's
you
our,
for having us.
That's our ceremony. I'm going to usher us off the air. I hope you'll be with us again, Dev.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anytime.
All righty. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice, everyone.